doesn't know the real surprise.
Here she comes again
when she's dancing 'neath the starry sky.
Yeah, a bit of Paul McCartney and Wings, of course, with the band On The Run, right here on the station On The Run, Radio Xanadu. Very naughty pirate radio. We have got a text number. If you'd like us to play your tune, say hello to you. We do take requests, and as long as we've got it, we'll play it. The number, should you wish to get in touch with us for any reason whatsoever, 07548 325 107. Okay, 07548 325, and the easy bit to remember, 107, which is our frequency. So if you'd like to send me a text, it's a standard rate text, none of this text a word and get charged £1.50 crap that you get on some other radio stations. It's 07548 325 107. Right, something a little bit different, I think. A bit of XTC for you. Love on a Farm Boy's Wages on Xanadu.
to bear. The earth might be a desert soon. America has left the moon.
Another spirit on Leaving Lepidoptera, please don't touch the displays, little boy. Oh, cute. Moving to the next aisle, we have Arachnida, the spider's our finest collection. This friendly little devil is the Heptathelidae, unfortunately harmless. Next to him, the nasty Lycosa raptoria. His tiny fangs cause creeping ulcerations of the skin. And here, my prize, the Black Widow. Isn't she lovely and so deadly? Her kiss is 15 times as poisonous as that of the rattlesnake. You see, her venom is highly neurotoxic, which is to say that it attacks the central nervous system, causing intense pain, profuse sweating, difficulty in breathing, loss of consciousness, violent convulsions, and finally, death. You know, I think what I love the most about her is her inborn need to dominate, possess. In fact, immediately after the consummation of her marriage to the smaller and weaker male of the species, she kills and eats him. Oh, she is delicious. And I hope he was. Such power and dignity, unhampered by sentiment. If I may put forward a slice of personal philosophy, I feel that man has ruled this world as a stumbling, demented child king long enough. And as his empire crumbles, my precious Black Widow shall rise as his most fitting successor.
These words he speaks are true. We're all luminary stew. We don't pledge allegiance to the Black Widow. The horror that'll bring, the horror of his sting, the unholiest of kings, the Black Widow. Our minds will be his toy, and every girl and boy to be employed. The Black Widow. And his wives he's devoured. He stares with a gleam, with a laugh so obscene, the virgins and the children he's deflowered. Widow.
I shall play that one for anyone who suffers from arachnophobia. It's fear of spiders. Hello, Joe's mum, if you're listening. Mr. Alice Cooper, and from the album Welcome to My Nightmare, that was The Black Widow, preceded, of course, by Devil's Food, featuring Vincent Price, of course. And we started off with, from the PXR5 album, Hawkwind, with the late, great Bob Calvert's Uncle Sam is on Mars. Right, it's Steve West with you through till midnight here on very naughty 107 FM. This is Radio Xanadu. We are the voice of free radio in the northwest of England. I hope you're enjoying the music. We play the music the other radio stations don't bother with. And I shall play this next one for anyone who's currently sticking three pieces of paper together, if you catch my drift.
Sitting in my chair, watching the TV. It's not even on, but there's plenty for me to see. I just lit some crazy ass shit that my friend overnight mailed to me. I'm fucking wasted on. It's the best shit I ever tasted. I think they fucking laced it. Cause I'm so damn lambasted. Ooh.
Well, my friend came over, so I packed him a pipe. Told him he better go easy with this shit, but he didn't believe the hype. He sparked three bowls just to show he could take it. 2 minutes later, he was playing backgammon naked. He's fucking wasted. It's the best shit he ever tasted. He's lost in fucking space here. Cause he's so wicked, wicked wasted. Whoa, spent the last 2 hours hiding under my bed. Cause I looked in the garbage can and I think I saw my Uncle Louis's head. I'm fucking wasted. Friend blew a hit into my pet bird's face. The bird laughed hysterically and started to moonwalk all over the place. He tripped over the toaster wire and fell on his beak. He looked at the two of us and he started to speak. Sitting in the bathtub, wanted something to eat. I wanted a pizza, the bird said a pepperoni would be sweet. Delivery guy showed up 4 hours later, handed me his shoe. I said we ordered pizza, buddy, what the hell's up with you?
I'm fucking wasted. It's the best shit I ever fucking tasted. Oh, fucking shit.
I'm way too big.
Xanadu.
So stupid that you don't even realize that you could put your penis in her vagina.
Yeah, but I'm the lead singer. I should put my penis in her vagina, dude.
Why don't I fucking put my penis in her vagina, dude?
Why don't we all three put our penis in her vagina?
How you fucking talking, dude?
Man, if my mom had tits like hers, I'd still be breastfeeding.
Yeah, dude, your mom is one hot piece of ass, dude.
I know. You're a dick.
couple of tunes I can pretty much guarantee you wouldn't hear on Radio City. Apologies if you were offended by any of those preceding lyrics.
Yes, I was.
Joe King was. Let's hope you weren't. Kid Rock with Poet Dabba, I should say. Steel Panther with Big Boobs, and Adam Sandler with Fucking Wasted. Well, I don't like swearing, but you know, you've got to say the titles of the songs, haven't you? That's what DJs are for, you know. It's Radio Xanadu, Naughty Pirate Radio on 107, playing the music the other radio stations wouldn't dare. Right, it's back to normality anyway, bit of Smash Mouth for you. Mind you, when I say normality, it's probably more like abnormality here on this station.
Recipe. This is a love attack. I know when our body's back, it's just like any fat. It retracts before impact. And just like fashion, it's a passion for the wizard and hip. If you got the goods, they'll come and buy it just to stay in the click. So don't delay, act now. Supplies are running out. Allow if you're still alive, 6 to 8 years to arrive. And if you follow, chip is soaked with the tears because a baby's life has been revoked. The bond is broke, so choke up and focus on the close up. Mr. Wizard can't reform. No god like Hocus Pocus. So don't sit back, kick back and watch the world get bushwhacked. News that's in your neighborhood is under attack. Put away the crack before the crack put you away. You need to be there when your baby's old enough to relax. Supplies are running out. Allow if you're still alive, 6 to 8 years to arrive. And if you follow the may be out tomorrow. But if the offer's shunned, you might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun. You might as well be walking on the sun.
Cost this world in so much trouble. It's hard for me to dress the nation. Condition this wide world is in. Hey, hey. People's unrecognized. Steve to find the words he had to say. You dress the nation tomorrow at the White House, if you can only make it down. People, I'm gonna make it if I have to walk. Yeah, you know the funny part is all I'm in now. They made it hard for Democrats to live. To find the words he had to say. He dressed the nation tomorrow at the White House, if you could only make it there. Hey, yeah. Peoples, I'm gonna make it if I have to walk. Yeah, you know the funny part is all I'm in it now, yeah.
To do is to make Xanadu happen.
Xanadu. 107 FM.
Day by day, night after night.
can't beat a bit of blues on a Sunday night, can you? 6 minutes after 11 o'clock on this particular Sunday evening. Music there from Stevie Ray Vaughan, and a track called Crossfire, and before that By the Smith was Addressing the Nation with the Blues. We started out with Smash Mouth's Walking on the Sun. This is Radio Xanadu. I'm Steve. I'm with you till midnight, and taking over at midnight to take you through till 2 o'clock in the morning will be the one and only Mr. Russell Bland. Well, when I say two, usually about 10 or 15 minutes fashionably late. We shall see what time the Bland arrives in the house this evening, shall we? Anyway, apologies if you were hearing some noises in the background on the microphone a little bit earlier. It was the deep fat fryer we've got here in the studio. Yes, we're eating unhealthily. Some of the Joking's lovely home-cooked chips.
You
and
after?
A nice pasty. What am I after? Your eternal love. Poof. Poof. Oh dear, I think I better play another tune before we have a domestic. A bit of early Pink Floyd now for you, from the album Atom Heart Mother. This is If. Listen to the words of this one, it's rather good.
Thank you. with you more often than I do.
I want to tell you a story about a little man, if I can. A gnome named Grimble Grumble and little gnomes stay in their homes, eating, sleeping, drinking their wine. He wore a scarlet tunic, a blue-green hood, it looked quite good. He had a big adventure amidst the grass, fresh air at last, whining, moaning, scratching his nose. And then one day, hooray, another way for gnomes to say,